Conway's been training, Gladwin hasn't been training. Ben's been to see a specialist about his knee. I think the adjudication on it was that we give him a couple of weeks to see if it can settle down. If not, there's a potential for them to go in and have a look and see what the problem is. So Ben won't be involved for a while. But good news on Craig Conway. He's trained all week. He's just been a bit anxious that he didn't rush it back, having done so a couple of times, probably coming back a bit early and it breaking down on him, and so it's been a bit stop-start. So hopefully the extra week's training's given him a chance to ease his way back into hopefully what will be, you know, full pelt when we ask him to play.
Timing-wise, with Elliot's suspension, and we know Harry Chapman's missing, in terms of wide areas, Craig's return's quite well-timed, isn't it?
Yeah, and that, but we have to manage it, I would have to say. Let's hope he's well-timed for the fact that he's can at least cover the next four games, or, you know, league games anyway, for Elliot. And then I think the tough away games, Bennett and Conway has always probably been my preferred choice, and yet you've seen that Antonissen playing in a wider area can score goals and add a real goal threat to the team. So there's options. You know, when we started off, when we had Chapman and Gladwin and Bennett and Conway, and then throwing Antonissen in, we had lots of options. They've obviously drifted away a little bit in them wide areas for us, but Marcus is fit, and he's a lad who can run up and down all day, but he brings a goal threat as well. So we'll be okay. We'll be positive and see if we can keep this run going.
I think it was at Bury away you sort of addressed the importance of Antonissen, and when you get the stats back of his performances and the work rate and everything that goes with it, just how pleased have you been with how it's worked out for him, that perhaps came to the club as a centre-forward but has been versatile enough to find a place in the team where he's been able to probably do more damage than he would do as a centre-forward?
Yeah, I think it's a huge credit. First and foremost, I'd have to say, you know, I think this club have had a lot of Scandinavian footballers over the years. I say a lot. They've had a good few high-profile ones, and I think he fits into this fantastic personality of every Scandinavian footballer I've ever worked with just a great work ethic, a great personality and attitude to football and grafting. And so when I'm asked him to play off a wide area and make diagonal runs into the box, he just nods his head and gets on with it and does it. And when I tell him he has to run back and chase the opposition fullback, he just gets on and does it. And so, you know, a real credit to his profession, being a great attribute for us to add the goals that he's added. Delighted with him, great to work with every day. His goals return in the last month has been fantastic as well, as you say, the couple at Bury, but also nicked a goal at Blackpool there. He's good. He's a good lad, good human being, good footballer. He's been a good addition to the group. He fits in, his personality fits in with everybody else really well. And I could have the same sort of conversation about, you know, a dozen other footballers that we've got who are understanding where we are, what's required, look you in the eye when you talk to them about the demands on them in this particular game, and then just get on with it. So we're in a positive place at the moment.